ఓం శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి. గుడ్ ఈవినింగ్. నైస్ టు బి బ్యాక్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ హోమ్ టు అనదర్ హోమ్, from one service place to the other place. Every place of Baba, every home of Baba, and every child of him is a special. Every day, something new is understood, experienced, and happiness is increasing, love is increasing, respect is increasing. If we are growing, when we are children of Baba, the beauty of this is we grow together, we study together, we play together, we sing together. And today the thought or feeling in my mind, this, and because they are dots, tiny, tiny dots, and all of us stay in the same safe. Today Baba said, I keep you in my heart, safe, and you are safe. What makes us, Baba makes us keep in his treasures safe? Because you always keep the valuable thing in the safe. So in Baba's bank, we are all jewels in one safe. And from this safe, when he looks at the jewels, who creates beautiful rosary, beautiful jewelry, so I was thinking, is it Shiv Baba's sanskar or Brahma Baba's sanskar? Shiv Baba in the soul world keeps us in his beautiful place, which is permanent safe. There's no question of any influence. Sixth element, pure element. Baba and souls there. So that is the most purest, safest place. But experience of love, experience of the of appreciating the value of each other, the beauty of each other, our place which is Baba Dharma has given service place, wherever we are, it is our elevated karma, Dharma, and Baba's love. We are settled there, happy, doing whatever we have to do. But in order to share what beauty of each place is, each one is there, the more we look at as detached observer, we appreciate how Baba's children, young or old, those who are now long time in Jnana, they are an visible, practical roots of the tree. this unlimited tree of Brahmin family is very special, because the deities are created here from this root at the present time. And just like we say that Baba and Mama have become incognito, but whatever system they established, whatever according to godly discipline activities conducted, program is arranged, that feels so comfortable. Baba's Srimat we follow, or system we follow with natural love. And so, I have been to Greece, been two places, sitting at one place also went to other places, but two cities, Athens and Thessaloniki. Both places had its own importance. Baba's children special, and what Brother Anthony has established there. So that time to time definitely was coming in the mind that love for Baba, love for service, but natural yogi life, natural life of, as Baba said, now you surrender your mind, body, wealth, time, specialties, creativity. And so it becomes a good example or sample for others. And that is what is experienced, then is expressed in the form of teachings, classes, literature, conversation. And so this place in Athens, the same what it is, and sometimes we say, Anthony said this, and we are doing this. The for example, and it continues what the ritual or system is. The bhog, I was actually there for Thursday as well, Sundays, two weekends, one weekend in Athens and one weekend in Thessaloniki. So they say when bhog is distributed, everyone eats in silence bhog, right? And it was really good feeling that the plate is there, everyone is eating, but eating in silence, though it is whenever it is, was the program, because it was like a retreat. Everyone was living at their own place, at their own home. Some guests were solo present, means Baba's children from different places were also present. Surrounding country students were also there. So, whatever they could accommodate, find rest, students stayed at their own home, morning coming, and then till evening they are there. So it was a retreat not only for 3 days, it was a retreat of 10 days. Both weekends and as well weekdays. So different places, different classes, different discussion. But essence is the same, because we are discussing Baba's knowledge, Mama's stories, Dadi's stories. Why we repeat this again and again? They are gone and we are speaking about it. Because something which has really inspired us, that becomes that naturally, if something you find very good, you want to keep it as a souvenir. And so all these, now the month of Mama is there. So naturally Mama, it has become now our natural tradition that not only one day we celebrate, but we celebrate every day. And now Mama's month is there. Every day morning, one Mama's speciality. Or every day after Avyakta Bap Dada, though we are getting every day these blessings in the form of Vardhan, means blessings, every day we meet Avyakta Bap Dada. Just like we read Sakar Murlis, in the end we read blessings. And blessing is selected versions of one of the Murli from Avyakta Bap Dada's Murli. And each Murli has very special inspiration, homework, strength, reminder, or home, or realization. Mama was the one who actually started everything in Yajna, not by speaking, but by practical means experiencing and inspiring others how it is done. Not for the sake for any kind of show that she is doing. She started everything incognito. As Dadis speak about it from the beginning of the Yajna. Amrit Vela, it was not at that time Amrit Vela, but Mama started Amrit Vela. Mama used to get up where this, all the beautiful place where I have also been in Karachi. So, Amrit Vela, sitting in courtyard, the vibrations will wake up others. But Mama is so lost in this godly love and receiving this power, that this vibrations of Navista, to get up and you go out, just, you feel that it is, if there is moonlight, it is the moonlight of Mama, which is, we are experiencing the light of silence, the light of peace, or in that when the moon is also shining, it's also night time. Anyway, there is still stillness, peace. And this vibrations, this inspiration inspired others also for meditation. Not only just meditation, but Amrit Vela or the system of meditation, officially sitting in silence. It is, Mama became Mama because she started many things. As Baba is the creator, the seed, Baba gives the wordings and Mama puts into action what did Baba said. Mama did it. The original time when Baba, the first few years time, Baba also him worked practically, invoked Avyakta Baba when he came to know that there in subtle region is his perfect form of Avyakta Brahma. In subtle region, there is his perfect form of the subtle form. And he started invoking that energy. And not only just it subtle, Brahma remains in subtle, but he brought that avyakt vibrations of purity and silence in his physical form as well. So that walking, talking, It experienced many souls that this body of light is working. And people started having visions of him, and inspirations or message has been given through his subtle form. So personal efforts actually generate the energy. And mama's practical attention on yoga as well as thinking, going, understanding, experimenting after experience, then sharing what Baba said or what Baba wrote. When Baba went to Kashmir, at that time, these are the very early days of the yajna, Baba used to get the touching of writing something. And Baba, whatever he wrote, it was sent to the group which was in Karachi. Many kumaris, many mothers, but Baba had appointed 5 sisters for specially who can share what Baba has been teaching or speaking when he was there, and also what inspirations were coming time to time through Avyakta message as well. So then when Baba started getting this inspiration in writing, he would send this post that these 5 sisters, and Mama would share this. Mama would share not only just what Baba has written, but sharing with that feeling, with that experience, with that power, with vibrations. This made people to understand very easily these avyakt signals or avyakt Baba's, now we call avyakt murli, and at that time it was Baba's love letters, Baba's messages. Baba left when group was small. By the time Baba came, there was gathering of 300, more than 300 people. And this is what she gave. She became instrument to make Baba's children a practical such powerful jewels. Baba's power was working. Mama's practical experience was also showing what God is teaching and how we put into practice. So, and then those who were there already, they also understood how, what is Mama's real effort, incognito, never ever any kind of I do this in Baba's, Mama's murli. Always says, Baba said this, Baba said this, Baba said this. And so it is, though it was Mama's churning as well, an experience was there in it. But her practical example was the proof what Baba is teaching, what soul consciousness is, what godly love is, what meaning of being an instrument is. So everybody, as Baba gave her, seeing this, that she is sustaining with so much love and given birth to so many, so Baba called her Mama. This Om Radhe, who came first, was understood the meaning of Om, understood and experienced the meaning of silence. And that is what, even now, when we explore more and more, the importance is visible, experienced. And then main Mama's focus was experience it and think what benefit you have received from that. My personal experience with Mama, and with this, some topics were shared in Greece also about Baba's Murli's depth. Every day's Murli has many different points. But now I am sharing my personal this experience with Mama. When I started knowledge, very short time after Mama was in Delhi, in Rajouri Garden, I took spiritual birth from Brahma Baba, but my spiritual sustenance began with Mama. Service also began with Mama. So, I used to come from my college. At that time, Jagdish Bhai had written a book and gave to Mama to check whether if any addition is needed, correction is needed, so that it can be printed before. So, and it was in Hindi writing, handwriting. So, Mama said, if you have time, you read it to me. So whenever Mama asked me to come, what time she had, I read 2 pages, 3 pages according to the time. And after that Mama would share the significance of what in this topic is, or is these points are actually, they were more collection of Baba's Murli with particular points, with topics. It is like true Gita being written, like real Gita. And so, about soul, what is actually soul? How we experience soul consciousness? So now we ask this question, but Mama would explore herself and then explain this. Now Baba uses many different words. At that time mainly it was soul conscious, emphasis on soul conscious. But now we are bodiless stage, nira incorporeal stage, bij stage. Now the language has become more and more. But with it, all this have actually, every single word has the meaning. Just like the soul word is not only soul word. Supreme abode is not only just the supreme abode, but only soul word is also explained with many different names. Brahmand, where in Brahma element, when souls are staying with just eternity, as the, you cannot say what is first, but it's a connected first egg or hen. Is it egg first or hen first? Or it is seed and the tree, fruit. The seed came first, the tree came first. From where the seed came, but then still focuses on the seed. So creation and creator, where does the creator come from? And where is creation coming from? So creation actually shows the creator, and creator creates the creation. It is his, in the same way. So Brahmand is a place where the souls are in its eternal shape of egg, or the state of egg. The egg has hen, has life in it, but it is not in action. It is still and safe. And so we are there in Baba's safe bank. Bank goes in his safe, or in his soul world, in our original stage. Everything, our life is in this environment still, silent, seed stage. It is the world of silence, because we are beyond the elements of this world, beyond the sound. Sound is the property of the sky, water, earth, fire, air. This is the property of this world, and there is just light. So it is Brahmalok, pure element world, where there is no competition, there is not interference of any other elements. While here in this world, one element is influencing the other element. It is the supreme abode, it is the soul world. So some these kind of words are used now. And Mama, then when we explain, she would, what Baba at that time used, would go into the depth of it. Supreme Baba's name, roop, place, time, introduction, what Baba speaks about. Such kind of topic were also there. Difference between human being's opinion, concept and concept of God. And so one time, and because I enjoyed it very much because she focused on some points particularly, which became more interested and more important to understand. One day suddenly she asked me, "Sudesh, would you like to go to conduct a class?" This one of the sister who was of the center instrument, she cannot go. And I said, "Mama, what will I speak? Because I have never conducted class. I used to come still from my home, from my college. I would take time and come to meet, to help this, read these readings." And she says, "What you read to me, you understand it?" I said, "Mama, very much. And when you explain the significance of it, that's very beautiful. And I like this very much. And it's very beneficial to understand the meaning behind these wordings." And she said, with great love, she says, "What you understand and what you believe that this is true, and you say that this is very beneficial. So something which is clear, you understand it, you feel it is beneficial, what is difficulty of sharing with others? You just only share what you have heard, what you have actually liked it, what benefit you have received." So it was Mama's encouragement and trust in me. Otherwise, because I never went. So know how Baba says, trust the family. So it is, this is what it is, trusting and giving encouragement and also inspiring to create the self-respect. Anyway, I went, and there is Mama's blessing, and power was there. So I spoke whatever I have at that time, I understood. Their group liked very much. They came to Mama, some of them, when met Mama. "Mama, next time you also send Sudesh there." So second time, third time, it is just like automatically it became the first day encouragement kept that courage also. So this was how the practical experience of trusting and inspiring at the same time. Also, Mama's practical life, and I also have personal experience, many others, then it, when after few, like next year I think, Mama came in Delhi, and at that time Mama conducted a class for the Kumaris. The Kumaris, those who were from this area, the surrounding cities of Delhi. We were 45 Kumaris there in that class. And Mama spoke about the life. Baba has given his life to serve, to give this benefit to others, to make every second of our light worth. So, Shiva Baba, Brahma Baba surrendered everything to Shiva Baba. His mind, his body, his wealth, his specialities. And what will you surrender? Anyone who will like to offer the life to Kali, Goddess Kali. Kal means death, no? Kal means is death, like dying alive. Who will have this consciousness? And meaning was inspiring for to come for service on the field of action, service. And so I stood up and gave my hand in Mama's hand. And Mama embraced me. And the feeling was that now it is just like I was born by Baba. And now I am really child, really mother and father both are needed. So I am safe in Mama's arms, like a new birth, new enthusiasm. And feeling that I am not what I was there, this body, but I am a soul and I died from the old world. Let go of the old. Anyway, at that time you could not stay at the center without the permission of your parents in the written form. You need a letter to live in the center. So by that time my father also started coming, and when Mama was there on Sunday's class, and Mama knew, before getting letter, how Mama inspired me to get letter. I spoke to Mama that I like to be in the center, and as I have now given my life for Baba's, I have promised, but my father might not give me the letter. Mama says, you have trust, faith. He would give you letter. So, but you need the power of yoga. So he gets inspiration that yes, you are doing right thing. You have, your yoga will inspire him, or will Baba will touch him. Your yoga will prepare his land that to write letter, his brain, his mind. So at that time was a program of, it was month of October, Diwali time, before Diwali, Dashera time. So at that time, we were young, 3 years, 4 years old, we started going for a special kind of drama used to be enacted, Ramayana, for 15 days. So we all, the children will go together, and 15 days in the evening from 9 to 12, 3 o'clock or 9 to 11:30, 3 o'clock means drama, this play, Ramayana. And so this year my brother and sister asked, we are going to see Ramayana, this drama, are you coming? I said, no. I have to do something else. They thought I was studying, so I must have to do some my college work. But I had thought I am doing something different. I will go up on the roof terrace and meditate from 9 o'clock to 11:30 until they come. So after 15 days, it became a really miracle. So my father started coming to the center on Sundays, and one day Mama said that my auntie had opened a center, and Mama said to her, her name was Prakash, Prakash needs some help at the center. It is good that, is it possible that Sudesh can go and help her in the center? because it was my auntie's home, my mother's younger sister. And my father said, just no problem. Actually, before that, Mama, it was announced in the class that Mama is going on tour, short tour. If some want to go with her, they are most welcome. They should give their name. And my father also heard. And my father asked me, would you like to go with Mama on tour? New cities, new place. And I said, yes, you have to give the letter. He says, no problem. So it became preparation already. But Mama's program changed. She did not go. But this meditation touched my father to be ready to give the letter. But now when going to auntie's home, there was no need for letter either. So this was Mama's inspiration again, because Mama knew I want to really go. And I went. Stayed few days. Then I came, 8 days after that, I came to get my clothes. And my youngest brother was very attached, so he started crying. But I just was ready. I took my bag, small, and I just went. Center was walking distance. 20 minutes walk, but it was nice walk to walk. And so my brother came after me, crying. But inside I thought, definitely he is crying. I left the body. Because I thought at that time when I was to meditate, Baba, you have to give inspiration. I have left the body. After leaving the body, nobody keeps that body at home. Why are you keeping me here? I have left the body. And so it was this kind of inner feeling. And I started inside singing, because I died, it's naturally they will cry. But I will say, Wah, 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 Wah. Baba, Baba, Baba. Yes, yes, yes. Hi, Baba. Hi, Didi. Hi, hi, Benji. Makes myself strong because I thought it is attachment pulling me. So, then my brother came with me, and Mama, with so much love, told her, you can also. She was sick. He was actually 6 years old, 9 years younger than me. And Mama said, yes, no problem. You want her to be with her? You can also go to your auntie's home. Your auntie will be happy. So if you want, you let me know. Then you are with your sister as well as with your auntie. With so much love and so much care, my brother became quiet, and because he did not want to leave home. So she went back. Can come. So this is how, with great gentleness, how she prepared. And then another story, my personal again. So I started living there in the center. So, because I was not experienced of what this worldly life, that there's husband, wife, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, stories of this, problems of the family, because I had not experienced this. More was attention on my study and yoga. And I came. Mama had invited again teachers, Kumaris. Mama asked me to come, so I came. And I cried in front of Mama. I said, Mama, I don't want to live at the center. She says, why? With surprise, why? You wanted to go and wanted to live. It's a good opportunity for yourself. I say, no, I cannot. But she says, what is the reason? I said, I am so young, Kumari, and these people are like my grandparents. And when they ask questions, or they tell their stories, I don't understand. How can I answer them? So better I don't live there. She says, oh, Sudesh, you are so body conscious. I said, Mama, I am telling you the truth. What is body consciousness in this? Mama said, you are thinking of your body's age. You are age conscious, and that is age of the body. So this is also body conscious, body consciousness. And you are thinking, ay, Kumari, what I can do? Mama was also the same age. Mama, Baba called her, gave her responsibility, and called, everybody started calling Mama. So you, if you think you are just Kumari, Kumari, of course you are Brahma Kumari. You are Brahma's daughter. And certainly you are powerful. You are Shiv Baba's daughter. You are powerful. And you said now you are married to Shiv Baba. So then all these are Baba's children. So what are you? Then you are also mother. Right? This word then, mother changed my, somehow it was such a shift that my feeling changed. And because one word she said, if you self think only yourself, intoxication is that Baba loves Kumaris, Baba loves children, but sensitivity does not love. And when you think, I am young, I am young, I am Kumari, I am not experienced, you become very sensitive. Isse Kumari, Kumari kehke bimari kyun leti ho? I am Kumari, I am Kumari. Kumari mana bimari. But Brahma Kumari means Shiv Shakti. And so this changed not only my consciousness, but gradually I see my body also started becoming big in sense. So the consciousness changed. The feeling changed. And Mama sent me back. But then after short time, another one sister had left body somewhere of my age. It was in Gurugram actually. And Mama suggested that this Kumari is one who was running the center. Was young and everybody loved her because she was good in sharing knowledge, good in caring everything about it. And so they are remembering her. So told Didi, and Didi was in charge of all the center's area. And so Didi then took me there. So she had this how to fill in the feelings of others. Because this Kumari, when she left body, her name was also Ishu. There were six sisters in Gyan, and she left body. And she was actually 23 years old at that time. And she left body. I was younger than her. I was only 18 years old. And so I went there. So how to actually fill in the gap of understanding the emotions and feelings and love. And that when that person left the body, Baba at that time said, she's going to advance, she's gone in advance. And then gradually it advance party, and then she will play somewhere, another part, somewhere. So gone in advance party, then gradually started becoming. So this was how Mama, seeing and also examples of other things that she, her own stage, very powerful, from Amrit Vela till evening, whenever she came, I saw her, and one time when she was there, I had the fortune to be her secretary, reading post, writing answers, but Mama spoke about it. And sometimes some people definitely would share with Mama their serious stories, their life stories, their mistakes or whatever. When they will come in front of Mama, And Mama will write to them with so much encouragement, not saying you have made a mistake, but you have the power what Baba is giving to challenge the situation, to understand. See, every Murli Baba is giving direction. She was giving direction, but say Baba's direction in the Murli, paying attention on that. Because her own study was also very powerful. And one day I asked Mama, Mama, when this person who had written the letter, which was, but you saw him with so much love, and not ask what has he improved. And Mama says, you don't, something is, he would have also changed. Why should I remind him that he had made this mistake? It is a mistake to remind others their mistake. And so Mama's power was to forget their mistakes. To Mama says the benevolence task operation is to make them forget they made a mistake. This is also a mistake. So it was an eye-opener that how many mistakes we make in our everyday life. So Mama's attention and checking was this. Her stage of very stable and powerful. The situation one time when Mama was in Bombay and she was in hospital. And a doctor came. New doctor must be new. This is I have heard from Jamuna Ben, her assistant who was looking after her. And she says that this doctor came and he looked at Mama's chart of her medicines and her what there is needed. And Mama was sitting in her room in a chair next to her bed. And I was also sitting. Assistant was also sitting. Mama was getting up, fresh up, read Murli. And this doctor came to Jamuna, to the assistant. Did you sleep properly? Do you have any pain? She says, I am not a patient. This one is patient. So Mama's, this glow on her face, even the body was not so well, sparkling. No question of repeating. No question. And even at the time, the day she left body, I was also there. When Mama, just the day she left, actually, the moment, 4 o'clock in the evening, she left the body, I was in Mama's room. I went to ask Didi that Baba had asked to sit in meditation for everyone. And I went to ask the Didi, shall I conduct? Because nobody is conducting. And that was the first moment before at that time she has left the body. So at the same, that day, Mama distributed this grapes, we heard the story, and every bhog time, and especially Mama's day, we offer grapes because it was the first fruit of the grapes, very big like plums and sweet as well. So as many were, we were there at that time. We came in a row, coming from one door, going out of the other, and receiving grapes from Mama. The last minute was also so powerful. Though, of course, there was pain, must be pain in the body. But with great love she, as Baba said, Mama will give this, we call it pan supari, means after bhog, after food, you chew something, you eat something. It is a system, it used to be, it is digestion thing, to digest the food. And so Mama gave this even till last minute, her cheerful stage, her powerful stage, and also becoming detached from the body. So many experiences with Mama. So what classes were conducted, what program was there, that everything like we do here, no? Question answer classes and talks for individuals, for programs for public, programs for Brahmins, programs for special profession people at different places. And that was also very interesting. At Dasula's place, she, because has been in contact with of her own, her husband was a scientist, and she herself is also good experienced of contact people. So she invited of her age lady, and the knowledge, when we started sharing, they became so interested, they started writing. It was soul consciousness actually, but not direct word soul consciousness. Whatever they asked, so I started sharing. And so interested, to like children are, and asking questions as well. So the joyful atmosphere, educated ladies, elderly ladies, but good. Means every time it was joy. Amrit Vela meditation, not only just meditation from that class, but Turkey joined, Israel also joined, from other places, yeah, from Holland some joined. So it was every day's beautiful system of Amrit Vela, then before Murli, then breakfast together with everyone. And because many were staying, it was like a retreat, so every program was then ready for them. And went also for a short time on beach, the seashore, and had picnic. And it was not only just picnic, for food. Enjoyed, of course, it was very tasty food as well. But they conducted the sharing with, because the atmosphere was such, on one side sun is shining, other side there are trees around, and also the ocean, of course it, so sun, ocean and the tree. So I said, okay, let us now share 10 points of the seed. Baba is the seed. And which qualities Baba the seed is inspiring us to practice. 10 qualities of the ocean, which Baba the ocean of knowledge has, and we become embodiment of that, master sons, master ocean of knowledge. Baba speaks as master means child, or a worthy child, the one who becomes expert in what father is teaching. Father is doing, the child becomes expert in that profession. That's called master in India, means like a carpenter, his son also becomes to learn and automatically copies and become called master carpenter, master of the, what profession is. So, and of ten qualities of the son. And contrast of three Babas, these titles, that was also became entertaining. And good sharing as well. One question someone asked, very loving lady, soft heart, just last thing. She said, is it a mistake to cut the flowers? I said, but if they are ready and they already blossom, if you don't cut, anyway, they will become wilted. She says, every time my heart, I am just thinking I'm causing harm to them. And I said, see, they are going to be actually giving their fragrance somewhere else. They are For example, they are blossoming here, and the next day they are in somebody's bouquet. They are in temple somewhere. See, how many would be taking fragrance? So it is not that you are doing harm. Letting it cut and then give it to someone. Maybe you can give to your in the hospital. Maybe you can give somewhere else the flowers. And so she says, next day she told that my heart was full of guilt, heaviness. Now I am so light that they are doing service. I am not causing harm to them. So some souls have so much loving, caring heart that certainly they think life is in them. But the nature gives life and has its own way of life. And so let us enjoy our life with nature, because this is a gift from nature. Om Shanti. It was very, very beautiful trip. Many things to learn, many things to understand, and many things to help. Okay. Om Shanti.